Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Linda Murowski. The scripture is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 27, and the devotional begins with a reading of that scripture. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 27. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. The human heart is two things. One, a vital organ of the body that conducts all the functions that keep one alive, and two, the center of emotion, reason, intellect, and purpose. Without the heart, the brain is worthless. The heart and brain are connected in several ways. The heart pumps blood vessels to every part of the body, including the brain. Research indicates that the heart communicates to the brain, allowing thought to occur. Some researchers refer to the heart as the little brain. The work of the heart is essential for humans and is expressed in many ways. For the writer of these verses, the heart holds messages of wisdom, insight, health, direction, and life itself. Further, he writes, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Guarding the heart is, to me, an interesting phrase. The Oxford Dictionary defines the word guard in the following ways: to watch over, to protect or control, to protect against damage or harm. Guarding my heart is the process of protecting what I do, what I say, and even how I think. Whoa, that's hard. Controlling what I think? Is that even possible? According to this scripture, it is important to try. Thinking through the meaning of how to guard my heart, a few ideas come to mind. Consider my thinking. Try not to allow bad thoughts to grow. Dwell on the pleasant, the wholesome, the Christ-like notions that enter my brain. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Consider what I say. Try to avoid ungodly speech. Avoid idle gossip. Ponder the goodness of what God has provided and let my words reflect on that. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Matthew 12, 36 and 37. Consider the way before me. By that I should seek peace and harmony with all people and circumstances. Not so easy to do. We, as humans, are geared to respond when words or actions offend us. It seems like the thing to do. So I should try to direct my path in the way of goodness, keeping away from the pettiness of our world. Direct my thoughts to a higher plane and not get drawn into the unseemly and ungodly things that are around me. Avoid evil. Yes, I believe there is evil in the world. However, if I can somehow manage to direct myself away from evil, I am headed on the road that leads to joy, peace, love, and fellowship with Christ. Avoiding evil is avoiding self-destruction in many ways. Additionally, it is obedience to God. God loves us. He does not want bad or evil things for us. He is speaking to us through our hearts and into our brains. If only we will allow Him to guide us, we will be guarding our hearts. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's Matthew 6:21. One of my very favorite books was The Little Prince, written in 1943, and it includes the oft-quoted phrase, "One sees well only with the heart. What is essential is invisible to the eye." Let us pray. Loving Creator God, You are the Creator of our hearts and minds. Within us there are all possibilities to live according to Your will and instruction through Your holy word. Teach us. Help us to guard our hearts for Your glory and in Your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.